Hello and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Steele Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening, whoever you are, whoever you're with. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, I want to talk to you about one of the main components for creating Ash Friendly, and that is being yourself. A lot of people in this world, it's hard to be themselves, because not a lot of people are accepted everywhere. And when you're being yourself, it's just you want to be in a safe place where you're not ridiculed or made fun of because you're different or because the things you like are different. But I think and I believe that we should just be ourselves no matter what. It's real. It's authentic. And people can respect that. It's brave. It's courageous. People love that. Because they look at you as being someone who stands out, someone who actually can be themselves when themselves, they can't. They can't do it because of their family. They can't do it because of their girlfriend or boyfriend. And they can't do it because it's a shameful thing to be themselves. They maybe can't do it because of work, because everyone wants them to be somebody they're not. And they've told the world, I'm not this person, but I have to play that character anyways. And why I created Ash Friendly is to allow people to be themselves in a safe environment, non-judgmental. That's how we have to look at life if we want to coexist. It's not about being right or wrong or being disrespected. It's just, you know, being accepted. If you don't have to like everything they do. You don't have to like all their views. But you do have to respect them and give them time. And they'll respect you. And then if they disrespect you, just walk away. Be respectful. That's it. I'm okay. I don't need to be around it. Simple things, simple styles, simple textures. And as long as we abide by that, the world will become a better place. Remember, it's not about pushing your ideas or freaking people out. It's about just being yourself and being the genuine, true person you are. And I believe a lot of people are very caring and naturally loving human beings. They just act like the tough guy. They act like a badass. They act like they're someone that doesn't care. Because they're supposed to. It's funny, as you go through life, there is not many people that accept you for you. Luckily, I formed the group of friends that I have now that accept me for me. I don't have to pretend. I don't have to do anything special. I can just be. And in turn, they can just be too. They can just be their carefree, loving self. They can look a certain way, act a certain way. As long as they don't hurt anyone, hurt themselves, hurt any animals, we're good with that. And so when I created Ash Friendly, I created it because people need to be themselves. They got to look at themselves and they have to be in a controlled environment that allows them just to be. So that way they can have growth in their own spiritual life, themselves, and they can have lights, they can have like a moment with and spiritualization or inspiration, they can find what they need and then they move on. It's about the path and the journey. And this path leads them to me because they know that I'm safe. They know that I can't take care of them the way they want to take care of, but at least I can take care of this environment in a loving manner so they can just sit back, relax, and grow. Sit back, relax, and heal. Sit back, relax, and understand. They can find what they're doing. They can find meaning and purpose. When the world slows down for them, they can relax and say, now I know what I need to do. Instead of constantly fighting with themselves because they have nowhere to go to be themselves. See, folks, being yourself is one of the most powerful things in the world. They can't take it away from you. They can't kill it unless they kill you. But then still, at the end of the day, you're still yourself, so they never really kill it. They just kill the ego side of you. And this goes back into why that I love working with the poor and the people that are mistreated and the homeless and also the people who are mentally ill and disabled. Because through life, they go through life and everyone rips everything from them. Whether it's money, whether it's time, whether it's jobs or anything they find value, they rip them from because the poor, taking advantage of the poor and the misfortunate and the mentally ill is very easy. And so what else are you going to do? How are you going to feel yourself? Well, I can go beat the crap out of this person. I can go insult this person. I can go laugh at that person. I can go and do that. And it's simple. And no one cares. Because when you, they can't defend themselves. They can't stick up for themselves. They can't say stop. They're not going to fight with you because everyone else has told them that person's a loser, that person's a killer, that person's a horrible being, you're homeless, you're ugly, you're disgusting your whole life. And then you start to believe it. And that's where we stop it. Can't do that here. I won't allow it. Ash Friendly's community won't allow that. Some things are hard to grab hold of, and some of them are easy. One of them is very hard to grab hold of that people have a hard time understanding, and that's forgiveness. That's people trying to reconcile their life and to make it better from the mistakes that they've made. But the world doesn't give you opportunity to do that because it doesn't like you because you've done one thing wrong, or two things wrong, or multiple things wrong. And so now you're stuck in this endless cycle of torturing yourself because you made a mistake. Can't get a job, can't get housing, can't get this, can't go anywhere because you've been labeled as mentally ill, made a mistake, or you're not really valuable because they just beat you down over the years. And that's where Ash Friendly comes in. Giving people second chances, believing people again, doing it the proper way. And that's all it takes. The more love and tenderness you give someone, the more, the longer and longer they stay with you, it's the easier it is for that love to seep in to cure themselves, to help them out get better. It's that simple. But a lot of people don't want to spend the time with these people because they are labeled as such. And you'll be like, hey, oh, you're hanging out with so-and-so? Man, that guy is homeless. Guy's poor. But they're still human beings. And some things people don't understand, just because you may not agree with it, doesn't mean you're not going to need it in the future. We all can end up homeless. We all can end up disabled. We can all end up mentally broken at whatever age you are at. So to think that you're better than all that, or better than this, or just treat people poorly, well, karma has a way coming around for itself. And that's why I offer Ash Friendly. A safe environment where you can just be and figure out things slowly. Put people around you that are like you, that are together, that are in a community, that will support each other. And then if you don't, if you decide to fall back, that's okay. And you hurt yourself, that's okay. Come back when you're ready. And when you come back when you're ready, all right, I'm ready, I'm good to go. Work on yourself, work on yourself, work on yourself. Because once you get the self-esteem up, once you get the responsibility up, once you get the identification up of who you are now, not where you are in your past, you can be things will be a lot easier because more and more people can see who your true being is and what you're doing. The same thing with other people who are mentally ill. They're hard to deal with. They're hard to understand, but they're that way for a reason. And we have to accept that. And if we allow them places where they feel comfortable, where they know they're not going to get taken advantage of, and they can, if they just want to stand at a wall and scream all day, then stand at a wall and scream all day, my man. Just let it out until you're ready, until you're known, you're accepted. If you're looking because you're slow and you don't have understanding and people don't have the time and patience to talk to you, well, we'll make sure we have time for you. We make sure that you give you space and can find other ways to communicate quicker and easier so you can have a better result when it's not just Ash Friendly. A lot of people give up along the way. Give up on their life, give up on their diet, give up on their self-esteem because over the years they've been told that they're worthless. And I don't care if you're someone who's dead, someone who's barely walking, someone who can't walk, someone who can only roll, someone who can't communicate, someone who's blind, deaf, or just has no mental capability to do anything. You still are a loving being, and you also have things in your life that are very valuable for the world. And that will get, and we find that for people. We find what you're good at and what you're comfortable with at your own pace, and we allow you to be yourself. And in turn, that will find you meaning, purpose, and understanding to moving the ball the right way. And that way, when things flare up and something happens, you're not going to be so quick to judge to hurt someone or hurt yourself. Well, folks, I want to thank you for listening. I deeply appreciate it. If you can love the world, love yourself, and love the people around you a little more every day, we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening. To Ash Friendly, have a wonderful night.